Right now, we're going to travel with three reporters to three Super Tuesday states, Alabama, Arizona, and California. First to Birmingham, Alabama, where, as Tanya Ott reports, voters feel they finally have a say in the presidential race.
After holding the primary in June the past four cycles, the state moved up the primary this year to February. And veteran Democratic state lawmaker Fred Horn says it's about time.
Now we are a part. People are listening to us.
Huckabee, Obama, McCain, Edwards, they're all campaigning here, and the airwaves are filling up with ads. The Republicans are fighting for the votes of the state's 1.3 million Southern Baptists and other evangelicals like college student Chad Haney.
There's hardly ever a presidential candidate here, and especially a Republican, because it's usually written off as a Republican state.
So, yeah.
Hi. Obama buttons.
Three for five?
Five each or three for ten?
Oh, three for ten.
In a typical year, about 40% of the Democratic electorate is African American, but that number is expected to grow on Tuesday. Even some white Republicans, like Tim Blair, are thinking about pulling the Democratic lever. Blair has voted GOP his entire life, but says he could cross over for Obama.
He's a compromiser, and that appeals to me right now.
Or, Blair says, he could easily go with moderate Republican John McCain. In Alabama, there is no party registration, so there could be a fair amount of crossing over. And it could begin today. Residents in Mobile have the option of voting today so it doesn't interfere with next week's Mardi Gras. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham.
I'm Ted Robbins in South Tucson at Taqueria Pico de Gallo, a popular Mexican lunch spot.
Yeah, the business is very slow right now. We were down about 50%.
After the economy, the big issue here in Arizona is immigration. Francisco Pesquera, a Democrat, sees the two issues linked. Many of his customers are immigrants or have immigrant family members. They are leaving the state, he says, because of the economy and state laws cracking down on illegal immigrants. He won't say who he's voting for, but he's a prime target. The state Democratic Party says 25% of its eligible voters are Hispanic. They've been favoring Hillary Clinton in polls, but the Obama campaign is hoping momentum and recent endorsements from the Kennedy family will benefit him. Next door, Adam Delgado owns another restaurant. Delgado is a Republican who is also seeing fewer customers. He says he hasn't made up his mind who to vote for. All the candidates, he says, are making the same sweet promises.
It's like that commercial, the Honey Nut Cheerios commercial. Have you seen it where he goes into the supermarket? Everything is Honey Nut Cheerios.
John McCain was packaged in Arizona, though, and he's widely expected to win his home state. But Mitt Romney has been making headway among Republican activists who see him as more in line with party positions. McCain appeals to independents, but they will have to wait until the general election to vote. The state's primary is open only to party members. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
I'm Ina Jaffe on the campus of UCLA.
Vote in the mock election today. It takes 2 seconds.
Yesterday, student activists of both parties were hoping a mock election would rev up interest in the upcoming primary. Voters under 30 make up about 16% of the likely voters in California. And in this blue state, on this college campus, a lot of those potential voters were backing Barack Obama. Senior Curtis Watley says the students here take his message of unity personally.
We don't like it that when you go to dinner at your family's place that you can't talk to certain relatives because one of them's Republican and you happen to be a Democrat.
And you think that Senator Obama can change that?
I do.
Despite Obama's appeal to young voters, Hillary Clinton leads in the statewide polls here. Tiffany Naiman is a 35-year-old American lit major, and she admires Clinton's experience.
She's actually the one that's going to make the change happen. So, you know, I'm hoping I can bring a little wisdom to the kids here.
Among Republicans, John McCain leads Mitt Romney in the most recent California polls, but none of the student Republicans we spoke with mentioned either of them. We met supporters of Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. But most of the students pass by the mock election voting booth without casting a ballot. Maybe they're just waiting for the real thing next week. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
And if you go to npr.org/elections, there's a map of the primary states, and you can track the candidates' activities going into Super Tuesday.